Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sar Malka Reichman, and today we're studying Sefer Shmuel, Perek Tet. We're awaiting the appointment of the Melech. What sort of a king will it be after Hashem's and Shmuel HaNavi's disapproval of Am Yisrael's request in Perek Chet? The Ramban in Bereshit Mem Tet tells us that Bavur because the entire issue of requesting a melech was abominable to Hashem, therefore he did not want to provide a king from Shevet Yehuda who would reign for all of eternity over Am Yisrael. From Shevet Yehuda there will always be melechim, therefore he chose somebody from Shevet Binyamin. He bases this on the pasuk in Hosea, "Etein lecha melech be'api ve'akach be'evrati." I will give you a king in my anger, and I will take him away in my wrath. Rabbeinu Bechaye similarly says, "V'natan lahem et shol lemelech v'lo midato uritzono." Since it was not from Hashem's own will and not from His plan, Hashem provided this person as king. So, what kind of a king would it be? Well, the Psukim have only praise for our new Melech. First, we hear about his family lineage. We hear that he comes from Shevet Binyamin, and he himself is the son of Kish, who is a Gibor Chayil. He is a man of strength and valor. Shaul himself is unparalleled in all of Am Yisrael. It says, "Ein ish mibnei Yisrael tov mimenu." He is Bachor Vatov, according to Metzudat David, Nivchar b'ma'asav. He is somebody whose deeds are exemplary. He's chosen because of his exemplary deeds, v'yafeb mareh, and he is good-looking. Mishichmo v'mala gavoh mikol ha'am, head and shoulders above the rest. So, apparently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Am Yisrael's loving father, in spite of the disapproval of the request, seems to provide a person who has the potential to be a great leader for his nation. We are introduced to Shaul when his father Kish asks him to take one of the workers, a na'ar, and go and find the lost atonot, the donkeys. We hear a very detailed account of the places in which they went to search for these donkeys and exactly how they looked for them. And the Malbim tells us that the reason we have such a detailed account is so that we are sensitive to the fact that the Baal HaSibot, the master of all causes, Hashem, orchestrated every single step of their journey so that ultimately they would meet up with Shmuel HaNavi at the exact predestined moment in the exact predestined time. Hashem, who is the Hechin Mitzadei Gaver, who prepares the footsteps of man, prepared the footsteps of Shaul and his Na'ar so deliberately. Shaul says to his Na'ar when they arrive at Eretz Tzuf, "You know, probably my father is no longer worried about the donkeys. It's been so long that he's probably worried about us. Let's go home." The Na'ar has an idea. He says, "You know what? At this city here, there is an Ish Nechbad, a respected man, and kol asher yidaber bo yavo. Whatever he says, whatever he predicts, actually comes to pass. Why don't we go to him? Ulay yagid lanu et darkenu asher halachnu aleha." Maybe it does not say that he'll tell us where the atonot are, but something a little broader than that. He can tell us all about our way, darkenu asher halachnu aleha, that we already journeyed. Perhaps he can explain about our journey. After Shaul says that we cannot possibly come empty-handed and I have nothing to give him, the Na'ar seems to find a quarter of a shekel kesef that they could give to this person. And then we have a very interesting pasuk. It's almost like the insertion of a narration. Lefanim b'Yisrael ko amar ha'ish b'lechto l'drosh Elokim. Back in the day in Am Yisrael, a person used to say the following when he went to seek Hashem. L'chu v'nalcha ad haroeh. Come, let us go to the roeh, the seer. Ki lanavi hayom yikarei lefanim haroeh. Because the person whom we currently call a navi used to be called a roeh. Very interesting pasuk. The Ramban in Shmot, in explaining Moshe Rabbeinu's words, Lidrosh Elohim, that people come to him, Lidrosh Elohim, explains that people would go to a Navi, Lehitzpalel Choleim, to daven for their sick, to tell them about things that they have lost. And he cites as an example for this, Rivka Imenu, when she was so troubled by her pregnancy, went Lidrosh Elohim to find out the truth of what was going on. Similarly, the Rambam in Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah tells us that a Navi could even let a person know, let an individual know about his particular needs. The Malbim takes a different direction. Rather than explaining it based on the idea that the word Roeh and Navi are synonymous, and the Ramban and the Rambam just explained the aspect of Roeh about the Navi, that he could see everything about the person, the Malbim says, in fact, unlike later on, where a Navi is somebody who goes and gives tochacha to the nation and tells them how to improve their ways and what they're doing wrong, there used to be a person called a Roeh. And this person would receive Ruach HaKodesh laharotodvarim prati im hanogim el ha'yichidim, to advise an individual about his own personal matters. And he gives examples. For example, about their wives, about their children, about anything that's going on in their lives. And interestingly, the Malbim says people would run away from a Navi, but they would run to a Roeh, because people really did not want to hear what they were doing wrong, but they did want the different things going on in their lives to be explained. So the way he explains it is not that they're synonymous, but rather there used to be something called a Roeh. Shaul and his Na'ar meet young women. They ask where they could find this Roeh. They are directed and they are told that he will be coming because a karban was brought, and he will be blessing the karban and having the su'udah with the karban. Shaul and his Na'ar go to the city. They go up, and as they're entering, Shmuel yotze lekratam. Shmuel is leaving to greet them. And now we're told, yesterday, Shmuel had an interesting nevuah. Vashem gala et ozen Shmuel yom echad lifnei vo Shaul lemor. Exactly one day prior to this, Shmuel was told by Hashem, ka'it machar eshlach elecha ish me'eretz binyamin umishachto l'nagid al ami. At this time, exactly tomorrow, I will send that person who you will anoint to be the leader of my nation. Now we understand why the journey had to take the time and the route that it took in order to make sure that they meet up exactly at the right moment. Shaul does not know who Shmuel is. He asks, tell me, where is the house of the Roeh? Shmuel responds, Anochi HaRoeh. And he invites him to their Seudah. And then Shmuel says to Shaul, V'latonot ha'avdotecha hayom shloshet hayamim, al tasem et libcha. Don't worry about those donkeys that are missing for 3 days already, because nimtzau, they've been found. And additionally, ulmi kol chemdat Yisrael, halo lecha ulchol beit avicha. And anyways, to whom does all of the property of Am Yisrael belong, if not to you and your father's home? Shmuel just reveals to him right now, he knows his thoughts, so he is in fact a Navi or a Roeh, and at the same time, he alludes for the first time to Shaul's Malchut. The hint is not lost on Shaul. Shaul becomes a little bit uncomfortable with what he's told. Vayan Shaul bayomer, halo ben yimini anochi miktanei shivtei Yisrael, u'mishpachti hatzi'ira mikol mishpachot shivtei Binyamin, v'lama dibarte like hadavar hazeh. I am from the smallest of Shvatim, and what's more, my family is the youngest of the families within Shevet Binyamin. Why are you speaking such things to me? Instead of responding verbally, Shmuel takes Shaul and his Na'ar. He brings him to the place where the Su'udah is going to be and has been prepared, where we are told there are only special, invited, distinguished guests, and he places Shaul at the head of this table, again signifying that he is destined for something important. He tells the cook, remember the choice piece of meat I told you to put away? The shoke and what is on it? Please take it out now. This is the person for whom it was saved and it was designated. Later on, they go together, Shmuel and Shaul, and they speak al Hagag. This was no mere chit-chat. Rashi tells us, Mochicho umlamdo lirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was guiding him in spiritual matters, guiding him and helping him to have Yirat Shamayim. The Malbim tells us, Gilalo Sitri Torah v'inyanim Elokim. In that conversation on the roof, Shmuel revealed to Shaul secrets of the Torah and divine matters. Afterwards, Shmuel tells Shaul to ask his Na'ar to go ahead of them so he's not privy to their conversation. And we are left in suspense at the end of the perek when Shmuel says to Shaul, Amod Kayom Vashmiacha et Devar Elokim. Stand here and I will tell you what Hashem says. Thank you for studying together. L'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.